On August 8th, 2008, I had a profound experience that I can only describe as an angelical moment. This was a moment in my life when I got spiritually reactivated. It was during this moment that I began to realize that there is much more going on in this life experience that I had not remembered. I began to have many experiences that accelerated my awakening and opened me up to release the heavy load that I was carrying. I had lots of baggage from past life experiences that caused me to create a reality of pain, suffering, distrust, and discontent. The more I opened my heart to allow and receive, I began to let go of the false illusion that I had created in my life. Through gentle guidance, love, and personal forgiveness, I was able to free myself and let go of the debilitating, perpetual cycle I had created through delusions and false reality of my ego. It was through this letting go and release process when I began to remember my life's purpose and experience life from a whole new perspective. I had truly set myself free through my willingness to receive divine guidance, love, and healing. As a result of this healing process, I was able to recreate myself anew as the greatest version I envisioned long before I entered this present life experience. I was then able to heal and rekindle my relationship with my mother. On November 8th, 2008, exactly 90 days after my angelical experience, I reactivated my divine connection and I had my personal transformation. My transformation happened because of my willingness to truly open my heart and let go of my ego. I gave it up for good. Once I did that, I was able to see that I was creating all the experiences in my life, whether they are good, bad, or indifferent. The biggest roadblock for me was my unwillingness to forgive my mother. Talk about total ignorance. That is exactly what it was. So what did I do to set myself free? I wrote the following letter to my mother. Dear Mom, this letter is the result of an experience I had to redesign myself and transform my life. I have finally purged negative and displaced energies that were deeply rooted at the core of my being. I have come to realize that I have been carrying a weight of resentment about you as a parent all of my life. I take full responsibility for allowing my own selfish thoughts about you to control me as a way to make me feel better to cope with the pain of not being able to have a true mother and daughter relationship, which is a relationship I still long to have. Today, I rejoice in my spirit because I am free. I no longer hold contempt about you because that state of being is not who I am, nor is it who I aspire to be or project into the world from this day forward. This newly found freedom enables me to be fully present and completely genuine in all that I do with everyone I meet and with whoever touches my life. Holding on to the past only breeds bitterness, resentment, and grief. The past no longer matters. I know I cannot change the past nor regenerate anything from the past. However, I have a new vision of my future. I know in the depth of my heart that we will renew our friendship as mother and daughter and create for ourselves an experience that is rewarding, uplifting, and loving for both of us. The past is gone now. I no longer walk through this life alone, but free and comforted, knowing that I have you by my side. The only thing that matters is love. I am at peace now. And I hope this letter brings you comfort and peace also. I am here for you. You are my mother, and I love you dearly.